No, redheads should not all be sent to Tasmania, Lockie. Jesus.
Your local breakfast show, Anthony and Pinky for breakfast, Triple M.
Okay, snacks first. Well, snack for Lachlan. Behave yourself.
The closest I've ever gotten to agreeing with you, though, Lockie. welcome to the post-show show. Get in touch anytime on Facebook or Instagram, Triple M CQ, Triple M.
No, please start eating.
And welcome to Lockie Yitta from the newsroom here at Triple M.
Hello.
Hi.
Start eating, mate.
I don't want to say no.
Yeah, we want
you to eat so we can
not deal with your little wobblies.
Look, I don't come in here on one day.
Look.
You have Rookers come in, you feed her Tim Tams.
Oh, yeah.
You shower her with compliments.
Well, you were too busy.
With the premier.
You opted out and it was just fortunate that she turned up on the day we had all the things.
Yeah. And which, by the way, you would have had access to in the office. We left them out there for everyone.
We're generous like that.
Luke may have had some.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah.
He just likes complaining.
Yeah.
Like a rates payer. Let me just find things to bitch about now that I pay rates.
It's National Sleep Day.
Yeah.
So.
Says us.
I brought in my dream journal.
Oh, God.
Do you guys want to hear some of my dreams or?
I know too many of the ones, the sexual ones.
No. That'd just be all
I've
of them.
Heard too much about them. It's just one main character. Well, and Anthony.
Who?
Dua Lipa.
Oh, yeah. You know.
And then all these other women you've met around the world who you'll never see again that you still dream about.
I know. I get really caught up.
He's filled with fantasies, this guy.
I have like recurring daydreams. And I can never settle on who I want it, who I want to be my partner in crime in it.
I don't think it works like that. I don't think you can just decide and then this international megastar is going to go, yep, that radio guy on Triple M in CQ, all over it.
He's my soulmate.
Well, first of all, stranger things have happened. Second of all, good news for me is I'm a little bit off her lately. So
why? Does she got a partner?
She's just gone.
So you're off her?
No. Oh, she might at the moment, but that's never stopped me. She's just gone a little bit too bland pop star, you know?
Really? Just now, you think?
Like controlled by the machine. Just be your own artist.
Oh. So you really want to actually date a poor artist that gets no airtime?
Someone with integrity.
Yeah.
Someone who works at Triple J or the ABC.
Yeah. With a flatmate situation of like four other people.
Well, the council.
That's what you're after.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Okay, here we go. This is a work-related dream. I dreamt that I was running really late for work because my mum and dad and my grandparents were at my house and they were drinking Barocca with me. Then I had to pick up Pinky's car from the panel beaters. Time was moving so quick.
Now, see, this is realistic.
Glad this one was a dream.
Well, is it really though?
Yeah, well, I signed it.
My
off.
Car is due to go to the
yeah,
panel.
How many
beaters?
Times has your car gone to the panel?
It's waiting for round two.
Would you like to explain what happened actually to your car?
Yeah, and do you know why? Because now you brought it up, and it actually does give me a point of shame driving my car around because, you know, like I say again, blonde woman. Oh, what did she bloody do? Except twice now. It's not even 3 years old, and it's had to go to the shop twice because a bloke did something stupid. And damaged my car.
The panel beat is going, oh, you again, doll. All right. Bring it in.
Oh, it wasn't your fault, was it? First time round, it was Valentine's Day last year. I was leaving work and this guy actually T-boned straight into me, turned across the lane, smashed into me.
Should you be so lucky on Valentine's Day to get boned?
I know, right? He even said, look, you know, unfortunately, this is the situation, but, you know, any other time I'd ask you on a date. And I said, yeah, no.
Did he really
You can give
that?
Me your driver's license, mate. Yes, he said that.
Was he?
Oh, no.
No.
That was
bummer.
An absolute.
That would have been such a
hell no.
That would have been such a meet cute.
Look, if it was like a Queensland Ken, maybe I'd have said yeah, but it was definitely not.
It sounds like one of those midday movies, actually, doesn't it?
Revolting. Anyway,
it does.
I even put my foot down because I could see him in that split second start turning for me. So I put my foot down. So I kind of got less damage than if I hadn't have noticed that. And then this year, just at the end of January, I was like, yeah, 2024, it's my year, bitch. And what happens is I get called downstairs because someone didn't put the park brake or handbrake on their car, which is a bizarre story. And it rolled straight into my car again, T-boning it. The same side, by the way.
Yeah.
And I still have a driver door completely belted in. I can't put the window down. I can drive it, and I'm still waiting to get it replaced.
By the way.
So it looks like an absolute shit heap. This beautiful truck of mine
has been pummeled in.
Yep.
That second one is so unlike. Like, I can't believe that.
Someone's
just let their car roll in
across the road.
Yeah.
Into my parked car.
Also, I think Lockie was just staring at the clock for like a good 15 seconds there. What were you looking at up there?
Oh, don't read anything into the company. I was literally watching the second hands move.
He didn't like this story about my car getting pummeled.
It's like he's mesmerized.
They're both staring at the clock.
It's a beautiful thing.
That's a great way to pay attention when someone's telling a story.
Oh, is that because my dream?
It's really respectful. You may as well have stared at your phone.
You should play her off like she's at the Oscars.
I should what?
Do you not know what the Oscars are?
He wasn't listening to either you or me. He's just not here.
We should play her off like she's at the Oscars. Did you understand that reference?
No.
At the Oscars,
what the Oscars are.
Don't get short with me, buddy. Because I don't know.
Because I had to retell a story.
If I can find like Oscars music, I'll give you an example.
But... Oh, yes. Okay.
Oh, here he goes.
I'm with you.
Good thing we're listening to you, Lachlan, and helping you out.
No, I was just thinking, why don't you just buy like four doors next time you go?
That's what I mean. So Anthony's
just
dream,
do them at home.
Like you said, isn't really not real because
all of
maybe
those
he
things
was
have
gonna,
happened.
He's
maybe
probably
the Barocca
pick
thing,
me up at some point from the bloody panel.
Well, you never know. I do love a Barocca in the morning.
Do you?
Yeah. What? Are you
didn't know you were into peptides.
Oh, like an
you're a Bombers supporter as well.
No. Just a player.
Hey,
there it is. I love Barocca and coffee. That's my morning routine.
Really?
Guys.
Together?
No. Sorry, that's.
I've got friends who will go, like you'll go out for breakfast and they'll order an orange juice and a coffee.
Oh no.
Yeah. Not right.
Now it's my
how's
turn.
Your guts going?
To not listen. What did you say? Orange juice and coffee.
Yeah. Like don't mix them together.
Acidic,
but you know, you might have a couple of sips of coffee, eat a bit of brekkie, then orange juice.
I
think that is really bad for you.
There'd be a chemical reaction going on in your mouth, I reckon.
If you're not a sober person, is mimosa and coffee. That's better.
Yeah. Oh my God. That is funny you mentioned that.
Lachlan, you didn't disagree.
How would I know?
He doesn't drink. Why, have you ever drank?
No.
Never.
Not even taste test when you're a teenager?
Yeah, like the good old, I'll have a sip. And then I go, that tastes awful.
How'd you know, that it just wasn't for you and that you weren't going to do it? Because it tastes awful.
It tastes awful.
Well, but it does
expensive.
At the start for everyone. Yeah, okay. I wish.
Actually, on the topic of booze hagness, as you know, I'm coming up to 2 years sober, but I can say I bought a cleaning product from Aldi, which we've been talking about all week. It was like $3, like a bathroom spray bottle, so actually very cheap. And the scent is it orange and ginger? And it actually smells like, if anyone loves a gin and tonic, which I did, that's a lovely flavorsome drink. It smells like gin and tonic. So I cleaned my shower last night. I was like, wow, this is nice.
There you go.
It smelled beautiful.
Licking the shower walls.
Yeah, I started drinking
Mom,
the cleaner.
Mom, why are you sitting in the shower fully clothed? Ask no questions, Keely. I tell you no lies.
Because I'm clean.
What was I going to say? I think, you know, Osher Gunsberg?
Oh, yeah.
Yep. He's 14 years sober yesterday.
Mm.
Fun fact.
He had a very problematic relationship with alcohol. Though.
I think his was.
His mental health was
full blown.
Tough as well. Yeah.
Well, I think,
alcoholism.
Yeah.
There's a lot of. I'm saying this completely off the top of my head, but I'm pretty sure, like, a lot of research is saying that more and more young people don't drink. So. In my friendship circle,
we got to change that.
Most people don't.
That's pretty good.
Like,
but
as in permanently.
There
don't.
Was also a survey that came out this week saying that I think it was cocaine use in Queensland has hit a record high. So, yeah.
But it's still only it's. I think Sydney is three times as high as Queensland and twice as high as Melbourne.
Got more money.
Do they? Because they're spending more on their cost.
It's
of
still
living.
Recreational drugs, isn't it?
Do you guys want to hear one more? I dreamt that Pinky and I blew up at one another and it was an arms race throughout the office to get people on side.
Ew.
It was harder than I thought.
That's disgusting.
I think that was while I was watching Game of Thrones. So I was big on manipulating people and
gross.
Blah, 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 blah.
I'd be on Pinky's side because she scares me more.
How on earth do I scare you? because I pull you off.
How on earth do I scare you?
Case in point.
I'm just straightforward. What's to be scared about? Isn't that a refreshing trait?
Oh, I've seen the way you drive and...
Stop it. It's not even me. Make me sad.
I dreamt I was going for a walk and then I got tired and had to drive home. And then when I got to my car, there was old KFC making it smell.
These are really
just real things that have happened. Yeah. Aren't they?
Do you know what? A lot of these, and if you have a look at the handwriting for some of them, you, like, look at that. I'm writing over.
It sounds
myself.
Very like grade two. Like grade two. I went walking.
Do you actually wake up like after a dream and write it down?
So some of them I'll remember in the morning. I'll be like, oh, thank God I remember that. And I'll write it down. Like, there's one of them in detail. But others, like that KFC one, it's like a 2 a.m. wake up and I'm like, I'm not going to remember this. Let me quickly jot it down. And I write it in the dark.
What? Is this like for content purposes or is it something you've always done?
It's because, I thought maybe content and then realized, well, it's just ramblings of a madman. Like, I brought this book into the office today and
it
I
really
like
is.
Tucked it in my cabinet because, like, if someone picks this up and he's like, what the hell is this?
Yeah.
But I'm trying
I'm
trying to tap into my psychic ability because I think being in tune with your dreams. Lockie, you're not buying it. Pinky, I can sense a little bit of belief.
No, because what I found with dreams, and I really don't have them that often. I think it's just because I'm in a stressful chapter of my life. But, so I'm really like passed out asleep and then I'm wide awake to the world.
Yeah.
But when I've had them, if I've had a stressful period, I can tell that it's related to the situation. So, it's processing something.
Yes.
Or I have looked up dream books and explanations for certain things if they've been really whack.
If you go into dream
books. And I find
that
very interesting.
It's all just sex related, isn't it?
Ding.
Mum's big on it. I'll text her a dream and she'll be like, if there's an animal, she'll ask, was the animal angry? Was it attacking you? Or if there's a car, what color was the car? Were you driving the car? All sorts of things you can look up and get details on.
The worst ones I've had, and I'm sure everyone can agree, is when they're very, very real and it deals with somebody's life that you love and they're very realistic. That's absolutely terrifying.
Yeah.
Or something really awful that's happening and then you wake up and you actually have to calm yourself down and realize it was not real and it didn't happen.
Mm.
Those are...
Yeah, it feels like a premonition or whatever.
Yeah, but also you're actually feeling all the feelings as if it's actually happening. Mm. So it's really awful.
Well, I'll leave you with, before we get into the best bits of the show, this is the psychic ability I'm trying to tap into, is that, so a friend of mine has sort of been on off seeing someone, but I don't know when, like when they go and see him, they're kind of secretive about it because they know they shouldn't be anymore.
Oh, okay, yep.
But I had a dream. I was like, oh, I dreamt so-and-so sent you an eggplant emoji. And they're like, damn it. I was hoping to keep this to myself, but I did see them last night. And I was like, bang, psychic.
Yep.
So that's what I'm trying to tap into, guys. So watch out.
And
I might know
a
thing or two.
Trying to do some tapping as well.
Okay, we'll leave it at that. Some of the best bits of the show from the last couple of days. We'll have pressure test answers at the very end of this.
Just tapping.
Anthony and Pinky for breakfast. Triple M. Your local breakfast show. Anthony and Pinky for breakfast. Triple M.
Should the teenagers do chores or no chores? That is the question this morning on 133353. This issue is never going to go away for any family or parents or guardians ever. The whole notion of teaching kids how to do chores and doing jobs around the home, the house. And we've had those debates too before about, you know, whether kids should get pocket money for doing these things or whether it's just an expectation because you exist, therefore you clean and
well,
you pick up after yourself.
I think, now we're talking teenagers in senior school.
So now we're raising the bar, yeah. We're talking senior school teenagers. I am the parent of one of them and I've been wondering, like, yeah, some families may go with the angle of leave them to their studies, they're very busy, you know, let them get the next couple of years out the way and then they can be a lifetime of adulting that we all loathe and they can do all the jobs then. Or do I continue with the whole expectation of you've still got to pull your weight, bro, as she refers to me, bruh.
Is that how you get referred to at home?
These are not really. It's just the friends.
Do you
Thankfully,
ever throw
I don't
out-
pop that one.
Do you ever get to throw out the old back in my, if I spoke to my mother like that, I would have gotten a belt belting to the, or like a belting, just a belting in general.
I do bring that thing up occasionally. Yeah. We have very different families and lifestyles to when I was a kid, but I do feel a little bit mortified sometimes.
Yes. My mother used to bring that up.
The differences?
If I spoke to my father like that, I would have been put through a wall. I'd go, whoa.
Oh, yeah, no, that's not okay.
No. Here we go.
No, I definitely command respect, though, and I pull her up if that ever feels like it's waning. Yeah.
Here's my opinion, my take on this. I don't know if you asked for it, but I'm going to give my two cents anyway.
Go for it.
Let the kid live. Senior school is stressful enough. It's your first taste of real stress, isn't it? As an adolescent. And then we're in the real world. We know what it's like. It sucks. You want to cook dinner? You got to make sure you've cleaned the dishes from the night before. You want to cook dinner? You got to go to the shops and buy the stuff yourself and spend the money. All the chores, they're all, you have to do them, and they're terrible. And the longer I reckon you can let Keely or any other senior school student enjoy the fruits of adolescence, the better.
How do you feel about like cooking for yourself every night at the moment? Like, imagine if you had that extra load of having to do everything for another person, not just yourself. Don't you find it painful just looking after yourself? That's my belief of how you're existing at the moment. You're like, oh, for goodness sake.
Yes, that is true. I only exist.
So do I deserve all this monotony and misery on my own?
Well, I hate to say it. You had her.
Waiting for that. 1-333-53. Do you expect your senior school teenager to do chores, or do you leave them to focus on school?
Live and let
like
live,
a little
I say.
Angel parent. Let them walk all over you. Walk this way.
Let them live, I say. Let's see what Groundsman says on 1-333-53.
You are kidding yourself, aren't you? Well and truly. You live in La La Land.
Me or Pinky?
They're just trying to ask a child to do something. They're in the world of Instagram, TikTok, all that sort of stuff. They don't have time.
Yeah.
They don't have
time. Busy.
To pick up anything. Nah. And they can squeeze study in between the time of TikTok and all that. Yeah, Pinky.
Barely.
Hopeless. No way in the world.
Oh, so did you just pick up after your little princesses, did you? And you were like, oh, no worries, girls. Oh, good. I gotcha.
When we run out of knives, forks, and plates and cups, yep, go out to their rooms, pick them up, put them in the dishwasher.
Oh, that's
there.
Disgusting.
You go. Let them live.
Right.
What I say, they've barely got any time for anything. Sandy, good morning.
Good morning to you both. Well, Pinky, you keep doing what you're doing because honestly, okay, you work. You've got house chores, including shopping and cooking and everything else. And the child has study and goes to school and has leisurely activities, playing sport or whatever it might be. But, I mean, like, you have to stop your chores to take them through these things. So that cuts down the time you have to do your chores. So I did with my son. I said, look, you want me to take here and there? Well, I need you to help.
Oh, we just lost Sandy. She warned us about this.
Not at the best point. Oh, my goodness.
She's back.
We dropped you out there, Sandy. You cut out, but you were just at the point of saying, what did you actually tell your son?
Okay, I told him, I don't know if you can hear me or not, but I told him, if you want me to take you here and there and everywhere else, I've got to stop doing my chores. So for me to stop doing my chores, who's going to do it? I'm taking your place. So I said to my son, if you want me to take you here and there, you help me with some of the chores.
Yeah.
How did he turn out?
At a shopping centre, he tells an old lady with a shopping trolley to the car.
Oh, we're losing Sandy now, but it sounds like Sun turned out brilliantly, by the way.
Yeah.
We'll keep lines open, though, on 1-333-53. Keep your calls coming through.
Good morning, Lisa.
Hey, how are you?
Well, I'm okay. I'm feeling like the bad cop, though. Do you think teenagers should have chores?
I totally agree. They should have chores. I failed as a parent. My kids are teenagers and do nothing. It's not from trying.
Yeah.
I do try to give them chores.
Yeah.
I've even tried to bribing them with money.
Yep.
It just doesn't work. I failed at a young age with them because before kids, I had a dishwasher. So, you know, they didn't have to do the whole wash up by hand sort of thing I had to do as a kid. So I can't even get them to stack the dishwasher or unstack it.
Lisa, do you know what, though? On the flip side, I think your kids' mates would be so jealous of them. You would be the cool mum in all of their eyes. Does that count for anything?
Well, no.
Duh.
Oh, but I also don't like, I don't want you to say that you failed as a mum at all, because that's really harsh language.
Oh, no. Like, failed in the fact that I haven't got them to do their chores.
Yeah. Do you think they understand that you're busting your gut to do it all?
Oh, man, the arguments we have and the screaming and the yelling, and I'm like, I'm so done. If I don't do this, you know, and I have got to the point where I've let crap pile up.
Yeah.
And then it's just like, I've just got to do it, and now it's just going to take me forever.
Do you think when they move out, they'll have to just learn how to do it? Because they're like, oop, there's no cleaning fairy. I guess we have to do it.
My husband and I have this discussion all the time.
Yeah.
And he's like, they're never going to move out.
There's also that. Okay.
Bad news for the teenagers. Thank you for your call, Lisa. We go to Justin Hansen from the Hansen Brothers from Gladstone. Morning, Justin.
Morning, guys. How are you?
Bop, what's your response about teenagers and chores?
Mate, it's a dead set. For me, that's half the problem with today's world. They've got no respect for nothing. They're lazy little, Get out and do your job. Help your parents.
Yeah.
I've been so bloody lazy.
So I'm not being bad cop. That's actually just decent.
Yeah. No, they've got to do them.
Well, we should clip this up and make it Keely's alarm, maybe.
Good on you, Justin. Thanks for your call this morning. We'll jump now to Bernie.
Hello.
Bernie.
Child labour. Just think about it. Just put in perspective here. Mm. So you give your child $20. They do an hour chore a day for the week, say 5 days a week. So That's 5 hours work. That's $4 an hour.
Mm-hmm.
That is slave. That's child slave labour.
Too right, mate. I couldn't agree more, Bernie.
How about giving them nothing?
Pay a minimum
because
wage.
Because now she has a job. I don't give her any pocket money. It's just expected.
It's not volunteering.
I'm not getting pocket money for cleaning the house, mate.
They do it for free.
Oh.
Then they can't involve Fair Work Australia.
Thank you, Uncle Bernie. Anthony and Pinky for breakfast. Triple M.
No. Baby, rich, nope. You're definitely not.
What the heck is going on with this darn thing?
The cost of living is high.
But the cost of stupidity
is higher.
Are you calling me stupid? Stupid.
I'm not stupid.
We'll find out soon.
I think I am.
Who are we calling stupid? You.
No, this is me. This is me again.
Hi, me again.
You know, I got a credit card recently because I thought, oh, here we go, 90,000 points.
Fair reason to get one.
Oh, yeah.
Can't blame you.
Get me to Europe.
Yeah. Free.
Allegedly. Yeah. So I thought I'd get 30,000 points at sign up and 60,000 when I met the minimum spend.
Yes.
I've gone on record and I've said I don't think I did the sign up thing correctly and I don't know what the minimum spend is. By the way, mum called me during the week to be like, oh, by the way, this credit card thing's just a bit you're doing for radio, right? And I was like, yes, it is.
He's shaking his head.
What are you doing?
I'm just sharing information because mum's listening.
It's just a bit, mum. I promise I'm across it.
Shaking his head. You said you weren't across it because, I mean, yeah, you've stuffed up the sign up and then you don't even know how you meet the criteria to get the 60,000.
Well, points. I don't know what the min spend is. So I emailed the bank
and
asked them to clear all that up. And they fortunately they have. Here's what they've emailed back. Hi, Anthony. In regards to it, once you approved by the bank and spent the minimum amount that they required and get the rewards point you earn from the bank, that is the only time that you will count for 30 business days for the allocation of the 30K bonus points. So that clears it up, doesn't it?
I've just crossed my eyes.
What the hell was that? Was that even English?
No, it didn't even sound like that either. Which bank is this, mate?
It's a Nigerian prince we're talking about the other day.
Yeah, sounds like it.
Your local breakfast show, Anthony and Pinky for breakfast, Triple M.
It was not a soft move by Cheers Cheese to change their name from what it originally was, Lockie.
Your local breakfast show, Anthony and Pinky for breakfast, Triple M.
The back end of the post-show show.
I just love how much joy you get out of it.
Oh, no. It does give me a laugh, though, because it's just so wrong.
Well, you shouldn't say it.
And I wish
I had the mics recording when you did say the thing. But
don't worry, there's people out there that do say these things because they're disgusting.
Well, Lockie's your mate if you want to hit him up.
Oh, don't. They are out there. Stop it.
All right, we will have a couple of answers to the pressure test at the end of this. They'll go towards any of Monday, Tuesday, or Wednesday's PT.
Yeah, cool. Mix it up.
So we'll need to have a think, team. Shall we? What's come through on Facebook this week, Pinkster? What do we care to share with Lockie?
We were talking about, and we talked about this with Rookers, chores. Did you do chores as a teenager, particularly in years 11 and 12 at school? He's about to say no. His face just died. He was like, oh, God, she's going to hate me.
I have to say, I don't remember. I did as a young kid.
Look at you, convenient, just a blackout.
You don't
memory.
Remember?
No.
I don't remember.
Do you ever remember
so many things
butting
that,
heads
not that?
With your folks about, you know, what you have or haven't done?
I think it was
the
brother's job to mow.
Yep.
I swept the paths.
Paths?
The paths.
Like outside?
Yeah.
Okay, internal.
What did you work for the local council when you were 12?
I don't think we did.
Okay, so what was the dynamic at home? How many of you were there?
Me, Mitch, Mum and Dad.
So did Mum and Dad have,
apparently,
you know, stereotypical roles going on?
Must have done.
You don't even know. That's terrible.
I don't know what day it is, as if I remember what happened back then.
Well, what's your household? Oh, he did tell us he's cockroach infested. So I guess that goes hand in hand with him not having ever learned to do chores, Anthony.
The cockroaches are gone.
Ooh, update.
The geckos are out in force at the moment.
Oh, yeah. Mm.
So you've...
They're cute, though, I like them.
I know, but they do get everywhere if you've got an older house.
They do also poo a lot.
What's wrong with geckos?
Nothing. They're cute.
I like them.
They more just poo a lot. And I just had, when I was living in a Queenslander in CQ.
What's gecko poo look like?
They would just be running around a lot when you get up during the night. So it's not that they're doing anything wrong. It's just a bit too much insecty, creepy stuff running around the house, but they are cute.
I'm in a Queenslander and we have geckos running all around the house and I quite like it.
Yeah,
I think it's really
cool.
And I woke up the other night and I could hear one scurrying along the wall above my head. And I was like, oh.
Tell you what I did have when I lived in the outback was mice.
Ew.
We weren't in the mouse plague area, but we were kind of on the edge of it. Yeah. And you'd sit there in the land room at like 4 o'clock in the arvo and just watch them run past.
So
that was good fun.
We had a mouse problem when I lived in Collingwood in Victoria. And you could, you'd catch glimpses of him. And or her, my old housemate called me like 6 months after I moved and he's like, we got him. I was like, what? He goes, check your messages. He sent me a photo of a dead mouse. I'd finally caught it. Manhunt over.
Lovely. Because I'm just Ken. If I was in Collingwood, I'd be a 10.
That's me, Lockie.
It's the new song lyrics for Anthony.
I'm just Ken. Yeah. I'm a nerd.
Who sings that?
Collingwood Ken.
That is one of the Ryans, isn't it?
Oh, hey.
Yeah, look at me with pop culture.
Yeah, I've muddled them up before.
Regular pop culture quizzes with Lockie would be so entertaining. Such as, name one member from NSYNC.
Was that a Ronan Keating one? No, that was the other one.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, there you go. You got
it was the other one.
You got it. Shit, how'd you magic
what,
get
Ronan
that?
Keating was in it?
No.
Oh, okay.
He wasn't even doing chores as a teenager and he doesn't even know about pop culture. What were you doing? You didn't even have jobs to do.
Okay, what band?
I was busy wearing my track pants backwards and going to Coles for a job interview.
Side note, quickly, were you like really studious? Were you very
I don't even know
nerdy
what that means.
In high school? Oh,
goodness.
He wouldn't be a journalist in Rockhampton if he was.
I studied as much as I knew I needed to get what I wanted. I didn't go to excess. I got the score I needed.
Yeah, okay. Oh, that's cool.
Bare minimum kind of guy. Me too.
Bare minimum to meet expectations.
Yeah, okay. You just did what you had to do. Gotcha.
What band was Justin Timberlake in before he rose to solo fame?
Oh, see, I feel like I know that. I don't, clearly, because otherwise I'd say it. Baby, bye, bye.
Justin Timberlake was part of NSYNC, and
you've just given the answer
to both. That will be one of the pressure test questions next week.
That was smooth. That was well done.
Smooth.
What band was Justin Timberlake a part of?
You'll just write that down now?
Yeah, just to make sure we don't forget.
Yeah, I better update the questions.
So I've come up with my one. We need two more guys. I want a winner. I want a winner next week. So these questions are labeled hard. Which continent has the largest desert?
Ooh.
Are we?
You can guess.
I know I ask this every time. Are we going with Antarctica there?
Yes, that is correct. Well done. And which planet lies, I'm so childish, which planet lies between Saturn and Jupiter?
Well, we know the answer because you started with I'm so childish.
Anus.
Uranus. That is correct.
Do you need to go to the toilet? Is this a premonition of yours? Like,
I haven't had my Metamucil yet today, so I'm sweet.
He's ready. What about you? I'm done. I'm good.
Yeah, I'm good to go. Let's get out of here. Thanks for joining us, Lockie.
Please, see ya.
From round the corner
to your street and neighbourhood,
Anthony and Pinky for breakfast.